Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 9:21. This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch alongside Carol Daniel, and it is the holiday season. Parties, light displays, so much to do, and we wanted to help you out with some ideas. Today marks our first weekly segment. We are calling the top five things to do in St. Louis this weekend.
So in 2010, she launched Feast Magazine. In 2018, I believe, she created and launched the award-winning Tastemaker Show on PBS. Her wine documentary, she'll tell you about that, just dropped. She became the curator at Herman Farms last year and then joined the team at Explore St. Louis this year as Vice President of Communications. Kat Neville joins us in studio. Every week she's going to join us with a list of events, places for all ages. It is so great to see you again.
It's good to see you too, Carol.
Kat and I go back all the way to Great Day St. Louis. That's when I first met you.
Yes.
Some 15 years ago. And you were fantastic then, and you're fantastic now.
And so are you.
Well, thank you. I love that what we're going to do here.
Yeah, me too.
So let's talk about this list. Where do we start?
So we're starting tomorrow night, actually at Third Degree Glass. There is an event called Sugar Rush. And it's this really fun, one ticket gets you unlimited sweet and savory bites. And then they're also going to have a maker's market where you're going to be able to shop for holiday gifts, everything from like candied bacon to like Joya's Jewelry, which is a local jewelry maker. Mm. So they're going to be there with some local goods. And of course, it's at Third Degree Glass, which is this amazing venue. So you're surrounded by these hand-blown glass pieces. And they have their own market where you can purchase the locally made glass goods. And you know, their ornaments are so famous. But then they also, they've really expanded into an event venue. So definitely stop by Sugar Rush tomorrow night.
Number one.
Yes, number one. Number two is the Santa Jam at Stiefel. And that is going to be December 2nd. It is going to be acoustic country music. So really intimate and really fun. And it's headlined by Dan and Shay. And then there's going to be Carly Pierce, Joe Nicholas, and Jimmy Allen. It benefits youth in need. And so that's just going to be right downtown at Stiefel. So it's going to be kind of a warm and just wonderful way to kind of kick off the holiday
season.
Youth
Needs a great organization.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Number three is the Gateway Dirt Nationals. Are you familiar with this?
Mm-mm.
This is not holiday related. This is
okay.
This is fun related. It is December 1st through the 3rd at the Dome. So it starts tomorrow night. And what has happened is I don't even know how many pounds of dirt have been semi-trucked into the Dome at America's Center, but lots. And they've built this embanked oval track, and these cars will be racing every night for the next three nights starting tomorrow. And it's like it's late model and open wheeled modified classes. And I wasn't terribly familiar myself, but they have this YouTube video on their website. And if you go to ExploreSt.Louis.com, we have all of this linked. I actually got goosebumps. It looks really cool. Like all the fans are just like going crazy. There are like fireworks in the middle of the Dome and these cars are zipping around. So anyway, it's an annual event, the Gateway Dirt Nationals. It looks super fun and super exciting.
See, I married a Granite City boy. Tri-City Speedway.
There you go.
And you've got our Peavely Racetrack. So yep. I can see like this would be a good holiday gift for race fans.
Early
for
gift.
Sure.
That does
yes.
sound like a lot of fun. Dirty,
oh, yeah.
Dirty, but a lot of fun.
Oh, and actually, people have said that you will get sprayed with dirt if you are anywhere near the track.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it sounds like a lot of fun. Tons of energy. Okay, so the next one is the 21st, can you believe it's been 21 years, annual Christmas tree walk in Maplewood. This is December 2nd from 6 to 9 p.m. There's going to be a tree lighting ceremony and Santa Claus is going to come. They're going to have carolers and carriage rides. But then what's wonderful If you're familiar with Maplewood, it is this charming district where there are tons of small independent shops, and you're going to be able to walk all the way through Maplewood, and each one of the shops is going to have specials. So like 20% off drafts at Side Project Brewing, or if you go to Cacao Chocolate, they're going to have chocolate samples and you can watch chocolate demonstrations. Like other spots are going to have specials. It's just, it's a, Schlafly is actually going to have fire pits and beer cocktails. So just a really fun.
Well, and by the way, the weather for Friday,
yes,
for the second, is going to be phenomenal because it's going to be pretty mild.
Good.
Yeah, high around 57. So in the evening, it should be a pretty mild evening to
Lovely.
Go out to Maplewood.
Well, and we all know that the weather matters in St. Louis.
Absolutely.
When you're going
this
to outdoor events. So I love the idea of just being able to kind of like stroll from, you know, small independent store to independent store and just support them, but also just have a great time, you know, with your friends and
that
family.
That sounds like four. So there's one more.
There is one more.
Okay.
And this one I'm excited about too. And this is a great opportunity if you have any gift receivers on your list, including if you're your own receiver, who loves art. Down on Cherokee Street, it is the Print Bazaar. It is December 3rd from 11 to 6. And this is another opportunity to really kind of engage with the entire neighborhood. If you go to their website, again, we have the links on ExploreSt.Louis.com. This is one of the largest print sales in the entire Midwest. Over 160 artists are participating. And what you do is you go around to all of the different storefronts, kind of a similar thing. And then the prints will be for on display and for sale in each one of the venues. So you get to kind of just wander Cherokee.
Are some being made, I thought, too? Maybe will prints be made? Will I be able to see prints? Yeah.
Yes. And so there's everything from lithographs to woodcuts and then screen prints and etchings. So all of these wonderful, and if you take a look at their website, the style of the art is so broad. So you're going to find something that you definitely want to hang on your wall and give as a gift. So again, that's the December the 3rd. And so it's just all up and down Cherokee. So you can like grab a beer and get a taco and buy some art.
Is it possible for me to go from Maplewood to Cherokee after I've had dirt sprayed on me?
Yes. You can do it all in St. Louis. That is the point. And actually on December 3rd, so the Maplewood is December 2nd and the Print Bazaar is December 3rd. So you could do one day and one the other day.
You've planned my weekend for me well.
Well, that's the whole point.
That is the whole point. Kat will be back next week, same time with us,
yes,
to give us a top five things to do in St. Louis. And again, it's linked at Explore St. Louis, but we will put a link at KMOX.com
awesome.
As well. It's so good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Thanks for coming.
Absolutely.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.